Are you there, Peter Lynham?
I am there. Thank you very much. Yes.
How's it going? What's going down in the religious world?
Well, this is a bit in the politics world as much as the religious world, but I have been intrigued by that little sideshow to the events taking place in the Senate, which was Trump's invitation to President Netanyahu to announce his grand plan for creating peace in Israel. Did anybody else except me notice these events taking place?
Normally, I'm pretty up to speed when there's a grand plan at foot, but no, I didn't know anything about this grand plan.
Yeah, so it was announced with a great show and fuss in the White House on, so it would have been the 20th, so it's about a week ago.
Okay.
And President Netanyahu, who is desperate to get re-elected in the muddled situation in Israeli politics because he didn't do too well in the earlier general election, and he's desperate to be seen as the solution and as having solutions to increase his chances in the Israeli general election. And Trump has basically handed him a wonderful plate, except that the plate is full of the most ridiculous food. So Trump has been working for, ever since he came, one of the things he promised when he was elected was that he was going to produce a peace plan for Israel and Palestine that was going to settle all the issues, cut down on American involvement in the Middle East, and show that America was indeed the knight in shining armor that, of course, we all know it wants to be. And so bits and pieces of this plan have already been heard. You've doubtless heard about making Jerusalem the capital, recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
No, sorry, Matt. I have no idea what's going on just outside
okay.
my window.
All right. So what happened was that up until the middle of last year, although Israel had moved after the 67 war to place its capital not in Tel Aviv but in Jerusalem, none of the nations had recognized this and had moved their embassies to Jerusalem, because Jerusalem was always intended, under the original plan that set up Israel under the United Nations Declaration of 1948, that was to be a neutral city, you see.
Okay.
The story goes back a long way, I'm afraid. I'm trying to make it simple.
I know it's sticky.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, with Trump's plan, how are the Palestinians going to fare? Because I think, America typically sides with the Israelis.
Yes. So America has always sided with the Israelis. And, I mean, President Clinton, for example, the Camp David Agreement and the like, that earlier grand plan actually wasn't that much better than Trump's plan. But what's very significant about Trump's plan is that, in fact, the Palestinians are not treated as a separate nation. See, for many years, the United Nations, the resolution it's always passed is it has to be a two-state plan. The only way to settle the irreconcilable differences between the Palestinians and the Israelis is that effectively separate territory needs to be created for each. And that was the original United Nations thought in 1948, that there would be territory that was Israeli and territory that was Palestinian. But the Palestinians didn't accept that it attacked the Israelis when the State of Israel was created. And then in the 67 war, the Israelis, you know, brilliant achievements, defeated Egypt and got control of most of Palestine. And so they effectively suppressed Palestinian autonomy almost entirely and walled them in or out, depending on your point of view. So the plan is now, this was the great Trump solution, which seems, it sounds kind of stupid.
Is he making other places great again now?
Yes.
He's flat out, isn't he? He's bloody flat out, mate.
Yeah, well, he's a bit preoccupied. But his grand plan is that the Palestinians can earn a certain degree of limited sovereignty, or at least self-government, if they all hand in their arms and promise to be good. I mean, that's the heart of the plan.
Right.
So the Israelis will pour vast amounts of money into... The Israelis will certainly not. Will pour vast amounts of money into the development of the Palestinian parts of the territory that are approved as Palestinian. But it will still be subject to them, Palestinians ceasing to operate an armed rebellion and electing a governing body that sees itself as, in some sense, under Israel. And you can imagine that this has not gone down well with the Palestinians.
There's no way they'll hand over their sovereignty to the Israelis.
Yes. I mean, of course, the irony is that their sovereignty is in name only.
Mm.
Because, effectively, the Gaza Strip is walled off. The wall across, which governs and controls most of the Palestinian territory on the West Bank, is very restricted. And the Israeli special settlements, you know, have a series of them, have seized Palestinian territories, evicted Palestinians, created Israeli settlements. It's very much... you can have the bits that we don't want. And so if this was the grand plan, it seems, you know, a bit of a mismatch. The Palestinians are allowed to have, if they accept these conditions, they'll be allowed to have their capital in East Jerusalem. But, of course, it won't be a full capital because it wouldn't be able to have any recognition in the United Nations. And you see, on this basis... Israel would go ahead and annex the parts of the West Bank that it occupied, which were originally Jordanian territory, way back in the 67 war, and that have sat in limbo ever since then.
It's weird how all this kind of nationalism is taught, like a baby's born and it doesn't know where it's born, but then it's taught all these values that are like handed down, you know. It's weird.
Well, can you imagine, I mean, two generations of Palestinians have grown up in this situation.
Yeah.
You know, where they have no idea to what they belong.
Mm.
And needless to say, President Abbas, who's the nominal head of the Palestinian state, not that it controls anything much, has said he will break off relations with Israel. I suspect he won't in the end do that because he kind of needs little bits of cooperation. But this seems like delivered to please Israelis, although Israelis aren't totally pleased because they would like to have no Palestinians at all there, and to please the Americans' religious supporters in the States. So it is a religious topic as well, you can see.
Yeah.
Because there's great, it's enormous support for Israel in the USA. Both from the significant Jewish group in New York and the massive evangelical constituency that voted for Trump so solidly.
The religion's kind of the depth of the situation. That's where it comes from. Like, that's where the length of time has passed. It comes from that's religious side, right?
Yes. Yeah. But, of course, I mean, the trouble is that solutions will have to include the religion aspect.
Mm. It's vintage.
Because the United States, Israel, Palestine. I mean, deep, deep religious issues lie at the heart of this. The Palestinians need to protect the Dome of the Rock, the precious place in Muslim eyes. There are Christian Palestinians, although many of them have fled to other countries now. The Israelis, there's massive conservative religious groups that Netanyahu is completely dependent on. And they've been strengthened because of all the Russian Jews who've come to Israel in recent years. Mm. And, of course, the United States is irretrievably religious.
Peter, it's always a pleasure, mate. We'll catch you next Monday, yeah?
Brilliant.
Thank you,
okay.
Mate.
Thank you, mate.
See you.